Brandon Bennett with the Rural Radio Network and our monthly conversation in agricultural history, joined once again by an assistant professor of agricultural history at the University of Nebraska-Kearney, Dr. David Vail. Dr. Vail, this month, let's talk about the pests that we've all had to deal with throughout the history of the Great Plains, and especially the insects and the weeds that the Great Plains has always given us.
Well, anyone who has done any farming in the Great Plains knows that one of the biggest enemies would be insects and weeds, and really they become an important part of the history of, especially of the production landscape throughout the region, both in terms of how communities fought them to try to produce larger crops and larger yields, but also they become an important component in understanding the larger ecosystems of the region. And so they play a distinct role in Great Plains agriculture.
Dr. Vail, also along with that, the technologies of the late 1800s and early 1900s really evolved to help combat those various pests.
Well, that's right. And one of my favorite technologies is sort of the early versions of chemical agriculture, and that would be in the late 1800s, but especially in the early 1900s, you see farmers and ranchers constructing their own versions of application technologies like the hopadozer, which was basically a makeshift blade that would collect grasshoppers and other sorts of insects as they would go along and plow their fields. And so the technologies of agriculture in Nebraska and the region have a distinct connection to insects and weeds. And anyone who has done any labor trying to address insects infestations or weeds especially knows the importance of technology innovations to respond to those sorts of things.
Brandon Bennett with the Rural Radio Network in our monthly conversation in agricultural history, joined once again by an assistant professor in agricultural history at the University of Nebraska-Kearney, Dr. David Vail. Dr. Vail, of course, World War II brought many changes to the American landscape, and especially after World War II, one of those major changes was the pesticides era and then the alternative to those pesticides.
Right, absolutely. So after World War II, chemicals like DDT, the insecticide, was really successful in keeping troops safe in the Pacific theater against things like malaria. And so a lot of farmers and ranchers thought that this would be a good way of applying to their fields later. And so that's how sort of DDT became a popular insecticide. You also had herbicides sort of emerging after World War II, like 2,4-D and versions like that. And so what begins to happen is that this gets close to almost a silver bullet, at least for farmers. No longer do they have to have laborers being pulling weeds, laborers being oftentimes their family members. And so pesticides, both herbicides and insecticides, become this strong option for post-World War II agricultural production. Also, by the late 1970s, early 1980s, you see a lot of farmers trying to see alternatives because pesticides also bring their own problems, not just their own successes. And so things like sort of alternative ways of trying to fight pests, but also preserve their landscape from the toxic residues become an option as well. And so all that to say, again, weeds and insects both bring a lot of problems to agriculture that farmers respond to, but also they show us an important part of how agriculture evolves in this region.
Dr. Vail, the last word is yours. What has happened this month in agricultural history?
Well, this month in agricultural history, let's go back to late May, sort of early June, right at the last week there. In 1875, a grasshopper plague begins to hit the Intermountain West with in the Front Range of Colorado and then quickly moves into Nebraska and Kansas. And all of that to say, in response, you see a really strong partnership between like public agricultural science and private enterprise. And it's an important moment because not only in terms of what would happen and transpire in the future with insects and weeds and how communities will look at pests, but also sort of this forging of this partnership would only expand going forward.
That was Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska-Kearney, once again joining us for our monthly update in Ag History. With the Rural Radio Network, this is Brandon Bennett.